the original go-go master, the godfather himself, Chuck Brown.
Chuck Brown.
His death anniversary was a couple days ago. A lot of folks remembering classic Chuck Brown.
Salute.
DMV is the Frank Skeet Show with Nina Brown. On 96.3 WHUR. And my buddies over at the Breakfast Club did an interview with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Celebrating his brand new book, Promised Land. And you leave it up to Charlamagne and crew. They definitely asked some pertinent questions, that were, tough questions that, you know, people want to know. And it's even some things that you and I had talked about, you know, about a week or so ago when I said, you know, a lot of folks are mad thinking that Obama really didn't do a lot for black people. They talked about that and more. But a very interesting conversation that they had, Nina, talking about women in the Obama administration and how they felt bullied by the men in the Obama administration.
Yep.
And that was interesting. Like, you never would have expected that, right? You would expect, like, he had all those black folk and minorities working in his administration. He thought everybody would be, like, proud to be there. But the ladies felt like they were being bullied sometimes. And Angela, you asked him the question.
And it's exactly how women feel in corporate America and in the workplace today. I have felt like this so many times. As a woman, especially in a male-dominated industry like the entertainment industry, man, it's crazy. Like, how women are looked over, we are bullied, we are, like, you know, it's so many things I could say. Like, they discriminate, there's harassment, like, man, we have it tough, and we try to fight the good fight.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you feel that yours was because you were in kind of like a supervisory role, and you had to deal with that aggression from other males that felt like, why are you in that role? Or they felt like they were your equal or superior?
No, I felt like I was treated like that from my superiors. It's like,
really?
Oh, you're a woman. Yeah. Yeah, you're a woman. So, okay, your idea is okay. And then you turn around and take the idea and brand it as someone else's idea. Like, legit, you are the only person that I can honestly say who has always gone hard for me. 15 years, you were the only person who pulled me up and said, Nina, you deserve more. You go in there and you ask for more money. Nina, you tell him this, you say that. Like, you mentored me and taught me how to stand up to the same people who bullied me. But, you know, when I came out of my internship and got hired part-time at the radio station, like, I didn't know anything about anything. They underpaid me, overworked me. And you were the only person who said you deserve three times more than they're paying you and you're going to get it. But, you know, I mean, that's it. Everybody, all the other men, they tried to take advantage of, like, my naivety of not knowing because I was young in the industry.
You know, I've never kind of looked at women as being like an understudy or anything. I've never done that. Even before I knew you, I never looked at, you know, I've always had, like, women superiors. I treat them just the same way I treat the male superiors or women under me the same way. I don't know.
You have always said, and I got to share this because people don't know this about you. Frank Ski has always said, I have to have women around me because you always have given credit to the women around you. You say they're smarter than me. They're better than me. Like, they keep me on point. They keep me in line. Like, you trusted us to be able to put you in check or call you out when you were wrong and when you were making a mistake to, like, all right, you know, we need to correct this. Like, you empowered us to do that because you trusted us and you understood the value of black women.
Yeah, that's very sad to hear. Let's listen to what President Obama said about this in his very own administration. Listen.
Part of what had to happen was the women had to bring it to me. Then we all had to talk about it. I had to get educated on what was happening because a lot of times this wasn't happening in front of me. As I said, the guys would be on their best behavior a lot of times in front of me, but in meetings where I wasn't in, suddenly you had some of these macho attitudes coming up. My point is that as we think about social change, whether we're talking about race, whether we're talking about gender, whether we're talking about sexual orientation, you know, this stuff is deep. We all have all these attitudes that have been built up over time, what we learned from our parents, what we learned from our communities, our neighborhoods. And there are times where the best thing to do is just be blunt and say, you know what, you are being racist or you are being sexist. There are times where the better thing to do is, listen, I understand, you know, you've got your own issues and I think you mean well, but let me tell you like how this is interpreted by me. And in each of those situations, and there's no formula, right? You're trying to figure it out at any given time. How can I get other people to see my reality in a way that leads them to change their behavior?
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Let me ask this, ladies in the DMV, do you ever experience this from men, you know, where they treat you like garbage, but as soon as the boss person is around, they the nicest person in the world, being all two-faced
all the time. And it's crazy when you, even you have had to do this, where you had to pull up on men who were under me and say, no, you need to respect Nina. She is this, she's in this role for a reason. And why do men have to even check other men to tell them to respect a woman? Like, just respect a woman because she's in that position for a reason. Oh, it's all so aggravating.
Listen, everybody, call us up, 202-432-WHUR. I want to hear from my ladies. Do you ever experience that in the workplace? And how is it? Let's talk about it. And let's get some of my DMV girlfriend, A. Marie, on real quick if we can. DJ
yes,
Herb.
Yes.
Come on, Georgetown University's own A. Marie, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.
So much that I want to do.
That's the way.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now, the Frank Skeet Show with Nina Brown. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our President Barack Obama sat down with our friends over at the Breakfast Club and had a one-on-one conversation. They talked about marriage. They talked about whether or not he did enough for black people.
Right.
He talked about thanking black people. He even actually was asked a question that, you know, that Democrats owe black people a big debt. But one of the questions he was asked was about having women's back, because in the book he talks about the fact that the women in his administration felt like they were being bullied by the men in the administration, and he didn't know anything about it. He thought everything was like kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
You know what I'm saying? So, which is crazy. You know, you never really think about that. I've never really had that, you know, I don't want to say I don't ever remember ever getting pulled up for doing that. I don't think I ever did that. I always look at people like equal, male or female. I've just always felt like, you know, especially in our business, women run the show in the entertainment business. I mean, you know, men are, you know, they might be the talent, but the women are often the ones that are pushing the ball up the hill. So, Let's see what the DMV has to say. 96.3 WHUR, hello.
I personally haven't experienced that. What I have experienced was the opposite. I felt like backstabbed by other females in the workplace. It wasn't so much the males, it was the females. If females feel like you're getting ahead of them or you're being recognized for your good work ethic or you make it ahead of them, then they start backbiting and saying things and doing things, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I personally haven't dealt with the male bullying part. You know, had males come to my aid in the situations I've had with females. So that's my point. Thank you.
WHUR, go right ahead.
My name is Ade Ronke, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. And my comment to that will be this. I work for a company called Planned Companies. It's in Fairfax, Virginia. There was an instructor whose name was Vincent. Phenomenal guy, fantastic. He was over top of all of us. But my job coach name was, His name was Michael. I believe his name was Michael. At any rate, when it was me and Michael, he would say off the record things when it's just between him and I. You understand? Things that degrade me. Things to make me look bad and things like that. But when he gets in front, and because I'm used to, let's say, you know, people joking about my shape because I'm really bottom heavy. Because I was so used to it, I never wanted to put it in black and white because I don't believe in putting a black man in trouble after they go through so much, you know, getting a job. Some black men just can't control themselves. However, because I was trying to be for the culture, you understand? When he gets in front of the boss, it's, oh, you know what? She's Adewale Kay's a phenomenal worker. You know, everything was just switchy-swatchy. But when it's between me and him, you know, I really want to sleep with you. I can't wait to this. Oh, you need to wear those fishnets back into the office and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what is a person to do in a case like that? Because even reporting it, it just makes you look like the bad person. If you report it to the staff, then they look at you and they secretly call you a snitch. And then people, they corner you. They put you in a corner where you have to fight for yourself. Like, it's not fair. It's a win and loss situation.
Mm. Girl, that's when you attorney up, lawyer up, and then you go report they butts, okay? Make sure you got a good attorney on your side.
Cell phones got record.
Hello, somebody. And attorneys be quick to pick up that case.
That's not right. That's not right.
No, you shouldn't say that. But in another, do what you got to do.
Adoronke, I think that's her name. On another time, you're going to call me and tell me why you wearing fishnets to work anyway. But that's a whole nother day.
No, sir. You will not. Because she wanted to wear fishnets to work, period. That's it, okay? That is it. We're not going to talk about that another day.
Is that workplace attire, though?
Yes, it sure is. Why wouldn't it be?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Okay, don't get on my bad side today, Frankie. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That lady can wear fishnet pantyhose if she wants to.
All right.
Y'all keep looking forward, okay?
All right. I like her, though. She all right with me. Hey, one thing I do want to say, DMV, really, really important. Barack Obama's book is selling out everywhere.
Yes.
Please do us a favor. For the community, for the culture, please, if you intend on getting the book, please visit one of our Black-owned bookstores.
Yes.
We got a lot of them. Good Hope Road, Anacostia, Mahogany Books. You know, go see them. Georgia Avenue, Sankofa Video Books and Cafe, Loyalty Bookstore on Upshur Street, Solid State Bookstore in the Apollo, Harambe and Artworks Bookstore in Alexandria, East City Bookshop. And Kramer's over on Connecticut Avenue. Just visit our minority-owned bookstores and help support them during this time if you're going to pick up Barack Obama's
book.
Right?
That black dollar in our own community, guys.
And if you have a black-owned bookstore, you know one out in, you know, Virginia, Maryland, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, you know, hit us up. Let us know so we can shout them out, too, and we can support our black-owned businesses, all right? It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. We got more coming up.